I'm David Kataforis with another Art Minute from the Spencer Museum of Art. For many, the idea of a garden evokes visions of colorful flowers or rows of herbs and vegetables. These products of the earth are fragile and impermanent. But what about a garden made from welded metal? Louise Nevelson's Seventh Decade Garden, located on the northeast side of the Spencer, is a sculpture that challenges our usual notions of the organic world and the transience of nature. One of the major American sculptors of the 20th century, Nevelson made sculptures out of wood, metal, and other materials by assembling dozens or even hundreds of disparate elements that she unified with a single color, usually black, white, or gold. Completed in 1970, Nevelson's Seventh Decade Garden is composed of flat sheets of black painted aluminum, cut in arching and angular shapes that rise from a solid geometric base and diverge into two dark, towering configurations, like abstract plant forms. The sculpture, which Nevelson created in her 70s, is a fine example of the many monochromatic works in metal she completed during the final decades of her career. With thanks to Joanna Sternberg for her text, from the Spencer Museum of Art, I'm David Kataforis.
Art Minute is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Spencer Museum of Art at the University of Kansas.